chamacachalo. Where you go, girl, I'm gonna follow. What you want, girl, just let me know. You can be my chamacachalo. Shawty, I'm gonna get ya. You know I'm gonna get ya. You know I'll even let you be my chamacachalo. Kaisa sharmana aja nach ke dikhare. A meri hole aja pari da gira.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Najm P. Lee for NajmLee.com, and you have entered the Ask Najm Lee show right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. Make sure you use that hashtag, y'all. Hashtag A-S-K-N-A-J. Send me your questions. Send me your comments. Give me your likes, your feedback, all that good stuff, because I want to hear from y'all. Welcome to another episode, everybody. And today on this episode, we are discussing, what are you doing to be personally invested in your own healing? Yep. We're going to get into this today. We got to chop it up, smack it down, you know, all that good stuff. So you know what to do. Go grab yourself a cup of tea, grab a notebook, a pen, and take some scrupulous notes. And we'll be right back after these beautiful messages and beautiful music. Yo, I've been getting down with this music, y'all. All right, hit me up.
They think they know what you need, but taka diku taka ta dingi na tom Raja Kumari, daughter of the king. How long you think that you could keep up with my tempo? Dance to the rhythm, dance in the Himalay. Ain't hearing what they say. Dinna, dinna, heart beating like the bass. Talangu taka diku taka ta dingi na tom da taka jam. Talangu taka diku taka ta dingi na tom. Dance to the rhythm, dance in the Himalay. Ain't hearing what they say. Then a heart beating like the bass.
Both feet drumming on the earth, and you feel the vibration. Rhythm heard around the world. Your frequency is synced with the universe, and you feel the vibration.
बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां, बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया। बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां, बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया। ना आए कभी दोनों में जरा भी फासले, बस एक तू हो एक मैं हूँ और कोई ना। है मेरा सब कुछ तेरा तू समझ ले, तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले। तू सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे, मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के। कुछ भी नहीं असर अब करता, मेरी राहत तुझसे, मेरी चाहत तुझसे, मुझे बस यही रह जाना। लगी है तेरी आदतें मुझे जब से, है तेरे बिन पल भी बरस लगते। बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां, बसाऊं तेरे संग मैं अलग दुनिया। जो होवे तू उदास मुझे देखे हंस दे, तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले। तू सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे, मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के।
तुझसे मिले तो सीखा मैंने हंसना, आया मुझे सफर में ठहरना। मैं तो भूल गई दुनिया का बताया, जब से तुझे जाना है तू ही दिल जा मेरी। अब से जिक्र तेरा ना जाए मेरे लब से, बुलावे तुझे यार आज मेरी गलियां, बसाऊं तेरे संग में अलग दुनिया। जो होए तू दस मुझे देखे हंस ले, तू चाहे मेरे हक की जमीन रख ले। तू सांसों पे भी नाम तेरा लिख दे, मैं जीऊं जब जब तेरा दिल धड़के।
Tonight.
We are back, guys. I'm so excited to be back. If you're just joining, welcome, welcome. This is the Ask Najm Lee Show right here on Spotify, Google Chromecast, woohoo! Anchor.fm/AskNaj and so many more. Check it out. See the links below. If you're watching this right now on Ask Naj on anchor.fm, you will see the links below of all the other spots that I'm on. I think it's a total of 7 or 9 so far. We're growing platforms, which is awesome. And don't forget, you can always donate, support me on this show weekly, monthly, however you want to do it, or a one-time donation. Hey, click that link below to donate and support. And oh my gosh, I truly, truly appreciate it. It helps me going, helps me just building from the ground up with a solid foundation is the key. All right, so we are in episode 7, y'all. Can you believe that? This is episode 7 of season 2. And we're talking about, what are you doing to personally be invested into your own healing? And so, like, most people wait for someone else to do the healing, right? Or to continue helping them to heal. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to someone to get your healing, but a lot of the healing comes from within you. What are you doing at home? What are you doing at work? What are you doing day to day to help your healing progress, to keep going, to keep building? And I wanted to talk about this because a lot of times I get clients or I hear stories from other therapists and coaches of, you know, asking what can be done so that people really can also do the healing at home instead of waiting until their next session or until something problematic gets so big that it's out of their hands, it's out of their reach. And I could remember a time when I was doing a lot of healing for a lot of people, and I would get emergency calls like in the middle of the night or emails back to back, and it would be like, you know, oh my God, like, either they're dealing with some serious illness, something that's been prolonged over time, and then when they reach me, it's actually at a stage where it's kind of too late and there's really nothing much I can do. And I hate being in that position of not able to do something to radically help change the situation because it's gone so far. And so I really want to encourage you guys, like, you know, if there's something going on in your life and you see that it's been going on and it's just not getting better, seek out somebody to work with. And something that I do is I have a spiritual life coaching program. So I have many of them. And if you want to learn more, go ahead, send me a voice message or comment, or just send me an email, najmleestudios@gmail.com. And basically, my programs help you every single day. Like, one thing about me, y'all, and anybody can tell you, I am that chick that will actually, you know, be on you, and I will ride you a bit, especially in the beginning, until we really have the schedule down pack and the rhythm of working on self down pack. Because working on self is an everyday thing. Working on your body, working on your healing is every day. It's not only when it hits the fan and you don't know what else to do, then you want to do something. Or it's like you go to the hospital, you know, you do all these tests and the doctor comes back and says, oh, this is what it is. And then you're running around trying to figure out, okay, what other alternatives I can do. Like, I want you guys to see healing starts from you within, and it's every single day. There is no waiting on somebody else to help you to do it and you just lay back. Like, it has to take both persons involved, the coach or therapist, doctor, medical, whoever it is, practitioner, and the client. Both beings are in it together. If it's only one doing all the work and the other is not, it's problematic. And either way, and it's a suffering that happens, because when you step forward, you know, after say a few weeks of working on yourself, and then you stop and you're waiting until something else comes along, or you put it in the back of your mind, oh, I'm feeling better now, I don't have to do all that stuff, I can just like leave it alone, and if something comes, and you know, I'll know what to do. Most times people forget what to do because it's not invested into their life on a daily. So there's always a rebound happening because of not wanting to implement a daily routine of healing in their life. And so I want you guys to think about that. Are you waiting on somebody to do it all for you? Whether it's today, tomorrow, or whenever. Are you waiting on someone to heal you? Or are you invested in healing yourself with the assistance of a coach or a therapist or whoever, that having that coach by your side, helping you, assisting you, guiding you, that you can leap forward? If that's you, high five to that. If you're waiting, I want you to continue listening, both of y'all. I want you all to continue listening, because there's so much more to this. So I want you to ask yourself that. What area in your life are you waiting for somebody to heal you? We'll be right back. Yes, if I can chat some patois right now, you would know. Guys, I'm so excited to announce I am having a book launch. Yes, I'm dropping a new book very soon. And guess what? I would love for you to become a VIP guest with me. All you gotta do is sign up right now onto my book list. Drop your email. See that link below? All you gotta do is click it, drop your email in, and you are a VIP guest with me. There's so much that you're going to get and receive regarding this new book that I'm going to be launching. I am super duper excited. All right, guys. So do that. Sign up. Get on the list. I can't wait to speak to you very soon. Hey, did you know that you can support Axe Najm Lee Show right now? Totally simple. All you have to do is donate. Yep, donate right now on this podcast right here on anchor.fm/AxeNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. It's simple, it's totally easy, and it helps us in a big way. Every penny count, whether it's 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99, or more, whatever you like to give. If you really love what we're doing and you want to support, this is one of the best ways you can support, because the money goes back into getting equipment, better miking, better, you know, equipment that we can use to really build out the show's infrastructure, and helps us with marketing, helps us with just really getting as many people as possible to hear our podcast. So if you really are down with us and you really want to support, click that button right now and donate. Yep, donate to
AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. Thank you so much. I appreciate every single donation that we get. It shows that you really love what I'm doing, you love the show, and you love more of this in your life. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Okay, guys, so it's your girl, Najim P. Lee for NajimLee.com, and this is the Ask Najim Lee Show. Ask Naj, yes! Use that hashtag, A-S-K-N-A-J, with your questions, comments, you know, the whole nine yard. I love getting feedback from you guys. All right, so we're in part two of our segment of what are you doing to personally be invested in your healing. So let's get back into the nitty-gritty, right? I asked you before we went to commercials, are you waiting for someone to do the healing for you? And so we got to look at the underlining of that. What's really going on within? So a lot of times people are either worried about the healing or there's a fear about the healing. And two of those could be either, what if I do heal, then what? Or what if I don't heal, then what? And that is where the fear, the worry, anxiety, stress, all this other combustions of emotions comes into play, because of a hyper future view of what ifs. And when we have the what ifs, it is like a sabotage to the healing. Does that make sense? It's a sabotage. You are holding yourself back. And so we have to get to why. What are you afraid of if you do heal? What would happen if you do heal yourself? Would it be that your life is going to change in a beautiful, great, fast way? Is that scary for you? Think about it. For a lot of people, being healed, not having to take medicine anymore, not having to go to the doctors, not having to go somewhere, do something, right? Once they are healed, can actually make a person feel anxious, can stress them out. And so we have to go into the mindset of why. Why is that going to stress you out? What's the fear behind feeling good, feeling better, feeling great, not having to go to the hospital, not having to see those nurses and doctors, not having to, you know, go take a test for checking in on something? Like, what if feeling and feeling great when healed sparks a light in your life? What is that like? Let's really picture it. I want you to close your eyes and envision what it will be like to be healed, right? Remove all the fear, because that's just a hyper projection of the future. Remove that fear and just be in the moment of feeling healed. Be in the moment of being healed. Facts, right? Facts are, I don't need to go to the doctor anymore. Fact. I don't need to take that medicine anymore. Facts. I don't need to eat, you know, that horrible cup of soup anymore. Facts, right? I don't need to wear a patient's garment anymore. Facts. Like, list out all the facts about being healed, right? List it out and look at it, right? Because being healed energizes you. It puts you in a new light. It puts you in a space of freedom, because you don't have an obstacle anymore to jump over, right? You've already jumped through all those obstacles, and now you can walk forward uninterrupted. So I want you guys to picture that, see that, feel that, become that. Because when you have that, you have more time. You've created a new space. You've created a new direction. You've created a new way of living. And it may be scary at first, but then when you look at it as a great adventure, a great opportunity to do more for you in the most craziest way ever than you've ever believed, it really shatters the ceilings that you've created for yourself, and you are able to fly and soar through that sky. Now, let's look at the other side. What if I don't heal, Naj? What if I do all these things and I'm still taking medicine and I'm still going to the doctors and I'm still doing these things and I'm not getting healed, I'm not getting better, it doesn't work. What happens if that happens? Again, we are a projection of the future, right? And it is also another obstacle because we have, again, the what ifs. What if I don't heal? So let's look at it. What if your healing is slower to happen than, say, the next person? What if we positioned it in that way, that your healing is going to take a bit longer, it has a few more steps involved, it has a few more mountains to climb? What if it's just being slower to get there? That means there's a possibility of achieving it. So, it's not about what if I don't heal, because healing takes place on several levels. Healing takes place on not only the body, the physicality. Healing takes place emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Okay? So, those are four bodies that we're looking at. So, we have four bodies that we're healing. Physical body, mental body, emotional body, and spiritual body. So it's going to take time. Why? Because we are on a physical plane called Earth, which when manifestation comes, it is one of the slowest, sometimes the sluggish, sometimes. And there are other factors involved. So that means your progress is going to be a bit longer, but that doesn't say you won't heal. So your healing needs to go a bit deeper. And going deeper, are you ready for that? Are you okay with going deeper? Are you okay with going down that rabbit hole and investigating yourself? Are you willing to unbox all the boxes in your closet that you have stashed to the back of that dark, big, long closet? Are you willing to go back there and one by one go through every single item and release it? So as I said, it's going to take a bit longer, maybe a different strategy for you, because everybody's healing is not the same. Some people are on a healing where their inner healing has been done, right? It is already conquered. It's just the physical healing that's taken a little bit longer. Or vice versa. The physical healing has been done, but they got emotional and mental healing that's taken a bit longer. Everybody is on a different level in their healing, but that doesn't mean to worry or be afraid of or fear that it won't happen. It does. It always does. That's why it's healing. Healing always happens, but it's four bodies you're healing. And I want you to remember that when it comes to healing,
with anybody, we're looking at four bodies to heal, right? Especially in the job that I do, as an Ayurvedic practitioner, aromatherapy practitioner, a life coach certified, and Reiki master at that, and so much more. Me initiated into the Melchizedek order, and it goes on. Anyways, you get what I'm saying. So my thing is, when I'm working with someone, any individual, I am working to heal your four bodies. I'm not just looking at the outer. I'm looking at outer, inner, above, and below the body, right? And that's essential. Today in modern medicine, they mostly look at the outer. They don't even check for the inner. It's only recent, since we're talking more about anxiety disorder, mental illness, and all these different things, that there's a, maybe they go together. Maybe they're not separate type of, you know, aha moments going on. It's always, if you look at from an Ayurvedic standpoint, something I've learned, and Ayurveda is the... basically, the balancing of the mind, body, spirit, emotion. It's about really understanding the body and the aspects of all bodies encompassing in one being. And so it's the knowledge of life, basically. And it's over 5,500 years old. Even longer, when the sages brought it out to us. And from what I've learned, and I've always known that healing goes into four bodies. You cannot heal somebody only on the surface, which is the outer. Healing must go inner. And inner, then it manifests onto the outer. You cannot just heal the outer. That person will never heal. That's basically how it is. You cannot. And disclaimer, if anybody's like, oh my God, Naj, what are you talking about? This is what the science says. Blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you from understanding, from a sage's point of view, and documented, and too many damn research that has gone on, and too many results to showcase that, yes, you've got to have both. Inner and outer must go hand in hand for complete, full healing. Okay, guys? I'll be right back after these beautiful messages and commercials. Look at it. I'm combining messages and commercials as co-messages. Crazy of me. But we'll be right back and enjoy the sounds that I'm playing too. Love you guys. Yeah.
jama te na dulea Tell me ki ani me sab kuch bulea We're dancing on the floor now Turn me on, we gotta go now Girl, I'm faded, but I got you on my side Even with the lights down, girl, you shine bright If they knew me, they'd be a dealer I'd tell her, Johnny, you're taller
that you've been going through it. I know that sometimes you have a really bad day. Sometimes you wake up and you wonder, what is your day supposed to be? What are you supposed to be doing? What are you? Who are you? So many questions, and it just seems like your day repeats the same way. Waking up, going to work, going to school, coming home, same cycle. What is this supposed to be? A lot of times we are looking for answers. We're looking for spiritual advice. We're looking for direction. And right now I'm offering a free 15-minute complimentary consultation with me, Najin P. Lee, for najinlee.com. It's super easy to book your session today. Go ahead, nlht.youcanbook.me. Book a session today. Let's talk. Let's see where you're at. You never know what direction you really need to go to when you get another insight looking in. I'm here for you. Do this today. Go ahead. Book at nlht.youcanbook.me. Click that link on the screen right now.
Yes, guys, we are back. Woo! Yeah, what I'm telling you guys, it's getting really hot in here. Heavy subject, really deep. I hope you get some great info from this podcast today. This is episode 7, season 2. And we've been discussing, what are you doing to be personally invested into your own healing? And this past segment, we just spoke on what ifs of if you do get healed or if you don't get healed, and what does that all mean? So now we're in part 3. What does healing look like to you in your own life? So a lot of times, let's just talk about this, because this comes under the umbrella of everything that's going on today. Social media. Everybody has been looking at another person's life and think that, oh my God, they're so successful. Look at their life, look at their body, look how beautiful they are, look at their face, look at their skin, look at their hair. Oh my God, look at their car, look at their house, look at their furniture. Oh my God, how come that can't be me? Whew. Okay, I gotta take a sip, hold on. Yeah, I had to get that out.
Guys, I'm telling you, we all do it. From watching YouTube, like Jeffree Star. Oh my gosh, Jeffree Star has an amazing lifestyle. But I know that boy worked his booty off. I have known Jeffree Star from the beginning of Jeffree Star. And all the crap he went through, all the hate, all the spitting in the face, all the, oh my gosh, the stuff that boy went through, it's a wonder he didn't have a freaking crazy ass meltdown and committed suicide. But he didn't. He pulled through. He pushed through. There was something, there was a willpower in him to say no. I am going to push. I have an idea. I have something. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to work my ass off. Like, he pushed through a lot of mental illness to really get to where he is, right? And I can say from that perspective of someone leaving home very early, out on the streets, you know, mother is just going through her own hell, drugs and all of this stuff, alcohol, whatever it is, and a child having to fend for themselves, right? And creating their own happiness and success and able to live it now. But it took so much believing in self, right? To create what happiness, what his healing looks like, right? For him. That nowadays, everybody may look at him and be like, oh my God, he's made it. And he has this, he has that. Yes, like, he has what his hard work is showing through the toys and the gifts and the things that he's acquired, you know. And we could go on. There's so many other YouTubers that I can think of. I'm not going to say some of these, like, artists. Like, some people say, oh, what about Beyonce and Rihanna. Let's just cut to this chase with Beyonce. Beyonce comes from a family of already establishing themselves, okay? Her mom, yes, worked hard, had her own salon. That's an achievement of itself, especially coming in from the Black community, to have your own salon on the block. Not having a salon in your house, but having a salon on the block, to expand and to have two salons on the block, okay? And then your dad working in corporate, that you're able to live in a suburban area, really nice, really beautiful, you know, or whatever. The aesthetic of that, of what so many of us strive for. She already came into that. There wasn't, like, you know, they weren't homeless, coming from the hood. No, nothing like that. They had a little cushion already, okay? So I can't bring her into this equation. Rihanna coming from the island, and I can see from this perspective, an island girl with a dream, right? Coming from the island to making it into something major and big, across the seas into America. Now, that's a crazy ass dream that, you know, she actually conquered, and beautiful and well done, coming from Barbados. But everybody's story is different of their success and how it looks like on the outside and for all of us to look at it. So when we are looking at their highlight reel on, say, Instagram, YouTube, or whatever, that's what it is, a highlight reel of what the so-called achievement, or what it may look like, what they're portraying to us for it to look like. Now, what does healing look like? And that's the thing that I really don't see on social media, right? What does healing look like? No, and healing does not need to look like a six-pack, eight-pack abs, your thighs, muscles so crickety, crickety, crick that, you know, when you bend, it just pop. Like, no, like, some of these people that work out like that and have muscular bodies doesn't mean that they're healthy. They just have a really great looking physique. But is that great healing? No.
some people are on different diets and eating different diets, from, you know, vegetarianism, fruitarian, vegan. And something I just want to touch on vegan real quickly is that vegan or veganism is mostly about eating everything else but animal and animal byproducts, right? It's about eating in the conservatory of animals. That is why they do it. It's a lifestyle, right? Doesn't mean it's a healthier lifestyle. It's one of the healthy lifestyles. But I want to say it's the healthiest lifestyle. It doesn't work for everybody because everybody's body is different. Now, I would say going into diet from a perspective of Ayurveda, there are other ways of balancing and really coming into true health and true healing, but that is based on so many mechanisms, which includes your lifestyle, you know, how, what your day-to-day looks like. Everybody's day-to-day is different. And I have to look at your day-to-day. That is why I do a series of, I need to know what you do in the next 24 to 48 hours. Like, from every hour, you gotta write it down, you know, when you're working with me. So what does your healing look like? That's what we're getting into. What does your healing look like? And my point of bringing up all these things from success, social media, is that everybody's success is different. Everybody's way of healing or looking healthy is different. So that means yours is going to be different. It's not going to be the same like everybody else, you know? And that's the thing. Like, we hear someone do ketos and it's like, oh my God, that's going to work for me. Well, quite honestly, it may not. I have tried ketos myself. That crap don't work for me. That crap nearly had me passed out. But you know what? I know for my own body, keto diet don't work, right? And I can't take all that meat, all that heavy meat and caloric fat stuff. Like, it's too heavy for my own body. I need something lighter. So being on a Vedic diet or a Vedic lifestyle, I've learned to incorporate, you know, more of a eating most of my vegetables and fruits during the day and having a hot meal in the evening. And that works for me. Some people call that a 9-to-4, 9-to-4 with a meal in the evening diet. Ayurveda is pretty, some of that is based on Ayurveda. Some of it. I wouldn't say all. I would say some of it. But as I said, everybody and how you eat and what's good for you and what's going to make you healthy and make you heal is going to be totally different for somebody else. And what is it that you're healing is going to be totally different for somebody else. First of all, your body type is different from the next person's body type. Y'all may have the same weight, but your fat content may be different. Y'all may have the same fat content, but you know, your weight is different. Everybody's different. And so since we have established that everybody's different, then you cannot go into seeking it to be like the next expert. It's not going to. So it's about defining healing for you. What does healing look like for you? What does health look like for you? When you are healed, what does that look like in your own life? Do you have more energy? Do you feel more happy? Do you wake up in the morning pumped up to face the day? You know, like, what is healing for you in your own life? Take a look. Take a look. Pause and take a look. You know, a lot of times we don't do that. We don't look, we don't think, we don't care. We just go and identify as, oh, you know, that's just what it is. But it doesn't have to be. When you start diving into yourself and start taking the reins, and the reins means responsibility. When you choose to take responsibility for your life over your life, you begin the healing process. Because now you're saying, it is my fault why this is the way it is, and I am the one in power and in control, and I am going to figure out a way to fix it, to heal it. This is when you become the god in your life. This is when you become the goddess in your life. When you take 1,000% responsibility over you and not blaming anybody else. Meaning you're not blaming the pills. You're not blaming the weed. You're not blaming the smoke. You're not blaming your roommate. You're not blaming your mama and daddy. You're not blaming your brother and sister. You're not blaming your boss or coworker. You're not blaming your teacher. You're not blaming anybody. You're taking full on responsibility for you. It's you. You. And only you. Who you bring into your life is on you. Who you marry is on you. Who you date is on you. Who you engage to is on you. You, 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 you. Nobody else. So when you start coming to the sounding board of yourself and you can hear yourself loud and clear and say, stop a little minute. Wait a second. This is happening because of certain choices I chose to do. What are those choices? Write them down. What did you do? Write them down. Remember, take a look back. When did you start feeling ill? Look at it. Take responsibility. Even for myself. Now, somebody else has said something to me like, Naj, how are you going to take responsibility for an illness that you were born with? Like, come on. Well, I'll tell you. I will break it down. I have a disease called sickle cell anemia. It's a blood disorder. It comes under the umbrella of, you know, cancers and all these, you know, lupus and all these other diseases. Because it's a blood disorder. We all meet under hematology oncology. Okay? If I see you, you see me. We all under the same umbrella at the hematology oncology clinic. All right. So for me, mine, I was born with. All right. So I say this. I take full on responsibility because before I came here, I chose to take this illness as a pathway for my learning on this journey that I'm in on this earth plane in this now moment. Yep. I chose it. I chose it. Now what? I take full responsibility because I chose it to be a learning curve for me on this earth plane this time around. And that's when you start really looking at things you've done, really looking astrologically at things, at patterns. And that's why I love Vedic astrology and Vedic numerology. My God, you can go real deep with that beyond this lifetime, into many lifetimes. Yo, when I say the magnificence of Vedic astrology, Vedic numerology is the bomb. I love it. So knowing that, in this lifetime, I am not going to curse the very thing that I'm living with, right? I've seen others do that, like F cancer, F sickle cell, F diabetes, F this, F that. What that going to do? It's not going to do nothing. So now you got to take a look at, let me go further and deeper as to why do I have it? Why is it chosen for me? Oh, damn it. I took this. I took this on. It's on my blueprint. So if it's on my life blueprint for this lifetime, I now must take full responsibility and say, okay, now what am I supposed to learn with this, with having this? What's the journey? What am I doing? Am I helping others with this? Is it beyond me now? Yes, it is. So it's about taking a look into your own life and taking full responsibility so that you can begin
the true healing process and be able to define what healing looks like for you. Y'all, this has been a great discussion. I loved this podcast episode today. What are you doing to be personally invested into your life, into your healing? And I want you to go ahead, write it down. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to take 1,000% responsibility right now? Let me know in the comments below. Like this podcast, share it. Somebody else got to hear it. And join me next time, as always, right here on AskNaj, AskNaj, on the Ask Najm Lee Show. And we are out.
We were running onto something, and we didn't say forever, but it's all we wanted. You were so in love with simple things, and now we're searching for the fire, tripped in kerosene. I've been loving more, living lies off of highs and lows, success drunk, couldn't get nothing. Well, we're never enough. We'll be free. Free spirits, can you hear it calling? Cause I don't wanna live and I know, no, let me go. Is this heaven or am I getting? I'll be getting high with you to watch the ending. We were drowning down our memories, a cemetery full of bottles that ain't liquor bleed. When you're loving more, careless, it's the highs and lows, but no clear.